What's the Good Word? My name is Brian Gockley with alphadictionary.com, where today's good word is incunabula. Today's word is sponsored by White Smoke, a revolutionary writing style improvement software. Write better right now with White Smoke's context-sensitive thesaurus, grammar checker, and spell checker. Try a demo yourself at www.whitesmoke.com, where right now you can get a 15% discount on all products. Incunabula, I-N-C-U-N-A-B-U-L-A, is a plural noun, meaning the initial stages or earliest traces of anything. A second meaning is early printed books, especially those printed before 1500, when printing was in its infancy. Although today's word is generally treated as a pluralis tantum noun, one with no singular, when referring to the earliest books printed, incunabulum is occasionally used. More recently, however, the term incunable and its plural incunables has been used in the singular. I know what you are thinking. So what do we call someone who collects only the earliest books printed? Well, he or she would be called an incunabulist. Let us begin with an example of the original use of today's word. Ernestine loves collecting books, and her collection even contains a few incunabula. More interesting, as always, however, is the metaphoric uses of this word. Notice the plural agreement. The incunabula of the human species suggest that it started about 2 million years ago. Today's good word is the Latin word incunabula, meaning swaddling clothes, made up of in plus cunabula, meaning cradle or infancy, the diminutive of cune, which is cradle. The oldest form of this word that we can reconstruct is the speculative koi or kei, meaning to lie or bed, also seen in the Greek koiman, koiman, meaning put to sleep. This stem died out in English, though it appeared in Old English hind, member of the household, and hide, a measure of land for a household, apparently from a time when a household was measured by how many people slept in it. Today we need to thank Sue Gilmore for not sleeping on the job and finding today's fascinating word. Thanks for listening to Dr. Goodword's daily podcast. Dr. Goodword is created by the staff of alphadictionary.com, home of the Goodword podcasts, the Goodword archives, Goodword Junior Words and Games, thousands of specialty dictionaries, and the Agora, a lively language discussion forum. Visit us today at alphadictionary.com or subscribe to our RSS feed at podcast.alphadictionary.com. If you think you have a Word of the Day candidate, feel free to submit your suggestion in our Agora. I am Brian Gockley, and I hope you'll join me in spreading the good word.